Oh, well, you know, you cook it about 5 minutes, corn boil it about 5 minutes, and it's
good. Until it gets
about like grits, yeah, until it gets thick as you want.
Did you ever let it get cold and then fry?
No, my mother used to, but I never did make very much of it.
Did you ever hear it called kush or kush kush?
No, I never heard it called that.
That's more found with the black people.
It's gruel.
That's gruel. That's thin when it's gruel. You drink it.
Is it the same thing as mush?
Yeah, only you make it thin and you drink it. That's good for upset stomachs, my grandmother used to think.
Feeling it was upset.
I liked it.
Is it good?
Yeah, I used to have to make it for her and I liked it. She put salt and pepper in it and drank it real hot and you'd be surprised by how flavorful it would be.
Hey, I guess maybe I think it was the meal that you get now. I don't think has a great deal of flavor.
No.
That you get from the store.
No, that's right.
When you refer to the things that you grow in your garden, you say all these things are
vegetables.
Have coarsely ground corn that is prepared using lye.
That's hominy.
Alright, do you ever call it lye hominy?
Mm-hmm. Lye hominy.
Alright, now is it ground then or is it
no,
whole?
No, it's whole kernels.
Now suppose it were ground up.
It'd be grits or meal.
Alright, now are grits prepared with lye?
No,
I
that's
them
just
say hominy grits. Somehow on the boxes.
Yeah,
I wondered if that's hominy that's ground up.
Well, it might be. Now, I don't know.
But if
you were
thinking it's just meal is finer ground than grits?
No. Oh, well, I don't know. That's just fine.
I was kind of wondering what the difference in meal and grits was.
Well, it's all made from corn, so I really, it might be lye. They might lye it, you know, like they do the and grind it coarser. I just thought it was coarser ground corn than meal, you know.
There's a white starchy something that you eat, not potatoes, but they come in with grains. You
rice?
Alright.
I don't eat rice, I don't like rice.
Oh. Do you know any terms they used to refer to cheap whiskey, illegal whiskey that's made not under very sanitary conditions?
Moonshine?
You know
moonshine.
Know anything else they might call it? Okay, what about beer that's made at home?
Homebrew. I used to call it homebrew.
Did you ever hear them refer to molasses and syrup used as long sweetening and short sweetening?
Yes, I heard my husband say something about long and short sweetening. If the short sweetening sugar, they used to call it, and the long sweetening was syrup.
Is that right?
Because he always told a tale one time. They had company when he was just a child, a little fella, and his mother asked him, or somebody asked him, which he wanted, the long or the short sweetening. Well, he took the wrong kind and got the syrup.
Oh, no.
He didn't know. He had never heard the expression, you know. And that's the only time I'd ever heard it. Just
I
in
hadn't
Kevin.
Heard it either until this
interview. But they, one is sugar. The shorts, I think, was the sugar, and the long was the syrup. Molasses.
If something is not artificial, you'll say that is not artificial. It is
genuine or real.
Do you need to do something? Do you need to stop?
No.
Would you like to make finish this up?
Well, how much long is it going to take now? Can't get to
it. All right. Yesterday, let's see, we just got through here. All right. When you're ready to eat breakfast, you might have some sweet things on the table. You might have some syrup and so forth. Or you might have jam and
jelly.